Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. Just a quick heads up, what you're going to listen to right now is a clip from an interview Bruno and I did with a former McKinsey AP called Nicolas Constantinescu. If you enjoy this clip, I highly recommend you listen to the full interview, which you can find in episode 20 of this podcast. All right, let's go on to the clip.
What's your perspective on the common case interview books? So probably Case in Point, Victor Chang's, and any others if you want to mention.
Yeah, so here I'm not going to name any names.
Okay.
But I'll say this about books. So let's say you've never done case interviews before, or maybe you've done one, right? But you're a complete novice and you pick up any of those books. It doesn't matter which one you pick up. You start reading. Basically, what's going to happen? Everything that you read is going to seem true, and everything you read is going to seem important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so therefore, in your mind, you're going to be like, holy smokes, there's so much I need to know, and I'm really not there. And you're just going to kind of like you're going to build this kind of like mountain. And while you build this mountain, you're not actually getting any better because you're just reading a book. And, you know, you don't get better at riding a horse by reading a book. You get better at riding a horse by getting on the bloody horse and hopefully getting some coaching and et cetera, right?
So you're not getting... Try to not get a wild horse while doing that.
that's right. So you're not getting any better. However, what you're doing is you're killing your confidence. So that seems like a really, really bad way to spend your time. Now, fast forward to a place where, let's say, you've already invested maybe 20 hours in like smart practice along the lines that we discussed. So you've done a bunch of cases, you've done a bunch of skill drills, etc. Let's say that you pick up a book now. So what's going to happen?
Yeah.
80% of what you read, you're going to be like, oh, I already know this. Okay, good. So that means that's good for your confidence, right? And in the 20% that's left, you're going to be like, oh, that is actually a really neat little, like, you know, nugget, neat perspective, etc. Cool. I put it in my back pocket. And then another part of it, you're going to be like, yeah, that makes no sense. I totally disagree. And you're probably right. And so therefore you can dismiss it. But so the point is that, like, you're going to have a completely different experience if you read once you actually become reasonably okay at cases than if you pick up a book at the very beginning.
And I love how you put in the "you're probably right" part. Because I guess everyone listening to this knows my personal opinion on... Anyway, let's leave it at that.
I don't know it. I'm curious.
You don't know? Okay. So I think that I'll follow suit and be polite and not name names. But I think some of those books have mistakes and assumptions about how the process is, that they make you understand the process in a way that's more formulaic than it is.
True.
That there are more rights and wrongs, and they also have some things that are misleading. And I think most people would be better off not even reading these books.
Oh yeah.
Now, I think some of them are better than others, but I think what's not obvious to people, because they have such a big reputation and important authority figures like current consultants, career centers, etc., recommend these books, and people assume that everything that's written in there is correct and helpful, and a lot of stuff is. However, a few things are not correct nor helpful. And people get stuck into that because it comes in such an authoritative format, you know, a book and with an author who wrote it and has a reputation. And some things in these books are better ignored. So that's my perspective.
I'm 100% with you on the content of your perspective. And I also quite admire the diplomacy with which you shared it.
I must say, sometimes we're not that diplomatic.
I agree with you with the ordering of things too. Like, a lot of people I see, they haven't done one case practice with anyone, and they focus on reading the book, and they do that for a month, And then they could have done that in 2 days, but they feel like they're learning because they're reading a book or two. And they kind of wasted a whole month. Now, my question to you, which I guess is the question in a beginner's mind right now, is how can I practice effectively without reading the book first?
Just start doing it. What I always say, I mean, really, just start. Just find somebody. You can mm-hmm. find somebody. There's a lot of places where you can just find somebody else, right? I mean, Prep Lounge, you can find somebody there. Just go somewhere and find somebody. And do it. And what I always tell people is that, like, look, the first 5, 7, 8 cases that you're doing, you're going to be lost. It's going to seem completely, like, chaotic. You're going to feel, right, like you're going to have no idea what you're doing. And you're not going to be improving. And that's totally okay. The point of the first handful of cases that you do is really just about getting to know this new environment. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's really the only objective of the first few cases that you do. It's not about getting, you know, solving the case. That's not it. Mm-hmm. It's about getting to know a new environment, right?
Yeah.
So you go visit a city for the very first time, right? Or let's say you move to a whole new city, right? Like in the first few days, you're going to be like, my God, you know, where is the laundromat? Where is the bank? Where is this? Where are the restaurants, et cetera, et cetera? It's not like you have to master the city on the first day. You're actually going to invest the first few days just trying to find your bearings, get a feel for how it kind of works.
Even strolling around just to see the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? Kind of like without, you don't even have to have a plan. Just do it and see, you know, after let's say 5, 6 cases, just kind of like take a step back and be like, so where do I think I am now? Do I mm-hmm. want to continue just kind of exploring or am I ready to start kind of like figuring out what I'm good at, what I'm not so good at, right? But be patient. But all this requires, you know, the number I like to use is 100. Like as a mental model, 100 hours is probably what you want to put into your practice. Now, some people, they don't need that much. Some people do more, but I think it's a good kind of like anchor.
Is that just for mock interviews or does that include drills and reading and watching?
The totality. Okay, okay. But reading ends up being such a small part that like I don't even count it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the drills and the mocks, right?
Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded earlier on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or in one of the previous ones.